following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazor if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf in Masechet Zevachim is Daf Kuf Beit, and we were up to the bottom line on Kuf Aleph Amud Beit. We're following up on Rav's assertion that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Kohen Gadol, and therefore he was Cholek. The reason we brought that in was because the only problem that we had with the Sreif of the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh was because we said, well, Pinchas was there. Why didn't he eat it? And how come we didn't ask Moshe was there? So we got into this question about whether Moshe Rabbeinu indeed had a din of a Kohen. Today the Gemara asks on the bottom line, Meitveh, Miriam Mihizgira. The Braita says like this, when Miriam got Tzara'at, who was the one that was Mazgir Miriam to make her Tmei'ah? Im Tomar Moshe Hizgira, could it have been Moshe? I mean, Moshe is not a Kohen, Moshe is a Zar. And in Zaro et Anegaim, it's V'huval Aaron HaKohen. Could it have been indeed Aharon? V'im Tomar Aharon Hizgira, was not Aharon HaKarov? And therefore we learn out that Ko Riv V'chol Nega, just like a Mishpat, is not with allowed to have a judge as a relative. And a Goyim can't have a judge as a relative. The truth is that's really a machloket. And this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. But in any event, the Bright is going a little bit of Shita of Rabbi Meir. So it couldn't have been Aaron. Obviously, we could have said the same thing about Moshe. He's a relative, but we want to bring out the various issues. Ela, there's only one solution. Kavod gadol chalak la hakadosh baruch hu l'miriam bota sha'ah. And said, Amar ani kohen, ani mazgira, ani chotav, ani potra. I'll be mazgir to see the nega. I will be the one who will be mazliter, and I will pater her from her tuma after the Shiva Yom. But in any event, what's important to us is the words about Moshe being a zar, and zaro et anegaim. According to Rav, Moshe is not a zar.
But this is Hashem
the Lord, Noah.
Right. Right. It seems that we're in the Pesukim by just
Moshe. The question, of course, is what's the big favor, since if nobody would be Mazler, if Tozer says that question, so I don't know. Anyway. Omre Nachu Bar Yitzchak, that's different. You're assuming, we spoke about this in the Parsha Shir on Truma, you're assuming that every time it says a Kohen, anyone who's a Kohen is a Kohen. But over here, it doesn't say a Kohen, it says V'huva El Aharon, or Achat V'banav HaKohanim. It's a din in Aharon and not in the Kuhuna. And therefore, Shani Marot Degayim, the Aharon of Andav, Ketuvim B'Parasha, and therefore, since Moshe, even if he had a din according to Rav of a Kohen Gadol, still can't be Rohet on the Gayim. It's also Aharon of Andav. Omrev Nachum Bayitzvah. Shani Marot Degayim, the Aharon of Andav, Ketuvim B'Parasha. Meitve. Okay, how about this one? Here, the Midrash is coming to make it, where this is actually a bright in the Seder Olam, to point out how meaningless happiness or how not permanent happiness is in Olam Hazeh. So, Chamesh Semachot Haita Elisheva Yitera Al Benot Yisrael. Look at this. Here is the happiest woman in all of Klal Yisrael. So, she's Aaron's wife. Her brother-in-law, Yivamah, is a melech. Her husband, Isha, is a Kohen Gadol. Her son, Elazar HaKohen, is the Sigan. Her grandson, Pinchas, is the Mashuach Milchama. Her brother, Nachshon Ben Aminadab, is Nasi Shevet. A lot of good at dinner. There she is sitting, crying on the ground, Avilal Shnei Baneah. But anyway, it says over here, her brother-in-law was a king. It doesn't say her brother was a king. And a Kohen Gadol. A new melech. We're trying to bring out the different types of simcha. So Af Melech, you want to say Af Melech better. It's also good. Anyway, Lamaisa, it's a machloket tanaim, whether Moshe really had a din of a Kohen Gadol. This goes all the way back to the beginning when Moshe is beating around the bush for 7 days. So it's Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer. Interesting that Kol Charon Af Shebat Torah, wherever you see the word Charon Af, it always means some physical expression of Charon Af. That's the point, that it isn't anger, it's the anger of the nose. In other words, it's noticeable. In which case, how come? I mean, it's very strange. This is the only one. Lo Nemar Boroshe. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Rashi actually brings this to the partial meaning of the Pshat. Avze Nemar Boroshe. She Nemar. You see that it continues with the words, Alo Aaron Achicha Halevi. What do you mean Aaron Achicha Halevi? Why refer to him as Halevi? I mean, if anything, you want to talk to him about his unique identity between the two of them, then it should have said he's a Kohen, meaning he's meant to be the Kohen, right? Alo Kohenu. The message to Moshe is this. He was supposed to be the Levi. So ani amarti ata kohen v'hu Levi. Now, smart aleck, hu a kohen v'ata Levi. You don't want to go and take my shlichut, and I have to appoint him to be daber yedaber hu. Okay, I'll teach you a lesson. V'chachamim omrim, lo nitkahin Moshe l'shivat yemei amiluim bilvat. The truth is, yes, that really is true. But we were talking about all of these issues. He wasn't really a Kohen. We can't call him a Kohen vis-a-vis all these other questions. Was he able to be Raya Negoyim Raya? Any of these ideas. It was Yom HaShemini. Even if he had been a Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen or Yom HaShemini. He was a Kohen for 7 days. And that makes sense, because the 7 days that he was beating around the bush, he still was the Kohen. It was only now that he said, just Shlach l'mbiyat tishlach, that only then we say Aaron Achicha Levi. So b'meila, all the questions are answered. When Rav said he's a Kohen, he says he's permanently a Kohen. No, so everything is fine. V'yesh omrim, but there are others who say that lo paskaku na'ala mizaro shel Moshe. It's only from the children of Moshe. But Moshe himself, his entire life was a Kohen. I'll prove it to you. Shenemar, Moshe isha Elohim. Banav yikaru al shevet halevi. His children will be called Leviim. Mashma, that he himself will not be called a Levi, will be indeed a Kohen, as Rav said. Not only that, it also says, V'omer Moshe v'Aharon b'Kohanav u'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo. So you see that Moshe and Aaron are similar in being true Kohanim. Why did you need that second pasuk? You always get me a little nervous when you bring the second pasuk. I'm missing something's wrong with the first pasuk, isn't it? So what's wrong with the first pasuk? I mean, it sounded really good. Ah, what's wrong is this. Look, Divrei HaYamim is a book of genealogy. It's not coming to tell you about the past. It's coming to be Miyachis, the present. So obviously it's going to say, all right, and the children of Moshe, where do we put them? We put them into the category of Levi. I mean, why in the world would it have to tell us what the dinner is of Moshe? Obviously it's talking about, but it doesn't mean to imply, but Moshe himself was otherwise, because that's not the point. So maybe you'll say Ledorotu Diktiv. I mean, this is Divrei HaYamim. Therefore, I bring you Velmer, in case you want to tie to that. It says Moshe Aaron B'Kohanav. Now, if that's the case, then probably you're right in the first place, that the meaning indeed is specifically Banav Shel Moshe also. Now, that assertion about Kol Charon Af Shebat Torah, that by definition that means that it has to act out. We talk about that in English also, acting out your anger. And that's what Charon Af means. It's not Kas, it's an acted out anger. Is that true? How about where Moshe, it says, Vayetze Me'im Paro B'chori Af. No, he didn't say anything. He just turns around and leaves. V'lom alei v'lom mide. Resh Lakish, well, obviously means he slapped him across the face first. You know, he slapped him across the face and twisted around and moved out. That's the point. What? Miom Resh Lakish, achi v'aktiv. Here is Resh Lakish's own pshat in understanding the tzivo of v'nitzavta lekrato sfat ha'yor v'nitzavta is to stand up. So you go out, I mean, here the guy is using the yor as a bathroom, and he's saying v'nitzavta. Omre Shlokish, that's the point. Melechu, vazbir lo panim. Treat the man with respect. He's a king. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, on the contrary, saying, v'nit safta is a lotion of chutzpah. V'nit safta, like, not of, like, I always do that. But, no. Dasav aviram, thank you. Like, dasav aviram, nitzavim. So go and be me'iz panechabo. Go give it to him, man. Anyway, but apparently Reish Lakish is the one who says you're supposed to treat him with dignity, and how could possibly Reish Lakish be the one who says he slapped him across the face? Well, April. I guess then it must be Rabbi Yochanan who said the thing about Melach Vazber Lo Panim. Omar Rabbi Yanai, Lo'olam, under all circumstances, Tehe Imat Malchut Alecha. Because even when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro that the end is coming, I mean, he really could have said, Paro, I'm going to see you down here in your pajamas, man. But he doesn't tell him that. He speaks about the Avodim. So he says to him, V'yardu kol avadecha ela elai. But he doesn't talk about Paro, despite the fact that Paro himself is the one that begs him to leave afterwards. And so you see from there that Ledidei, for himself, he didn't say anything, right? Ledidei lo karmale. Rabbi Yochanan omer it. Well, we can learn that out from this week's Haftorah, where Vayada Shemaitala Leova Ishanes Motnava Yorot Lifnei Achav. So that led to the whole story that we move in over here. After the death of all of the Nevi Abal, so he went and he ran in front of Achav, but Achav is a Rasha, and he calls him there, Yatarocher Yisrael. So why did he run in front of him? You see, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that koyach to be mechabed Achav. Omar Ula, it's clear that Bikesh Moshe Malchut v'lo natnu lo. Moshe had thought that he was going to be Melech when he was standing at the first. He saw the burning bush. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately tells him, Al tikrav halom. Now the word halom means Malchut. Shenema, mi anochi Hashem Elokim. Where David HaMelech is shocked by the Neviut after he was told, don't, it's not for you to build the Beit HaMikdash, but you're going to be king, and he gives him the whole thing. So he comes in front of the Oron, and he says, Mi Anochi Hashem Elokim Mi Beiti Ki Haviatani Ad Halom, which is his response to being told that the Malchut is his, and he was offered to get the Malchut for all of the Dorot. So you see that he refers to this point is the Lashon HaMalchut. So that means that when Moshe was told, Al tikrav halom, he means don't think you're going to be getting the Malchut. Motiv Rava. Didn't we just say, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yivama Melech? It says that Moshe was a Melech. You're telling me that he wasn't a Melech. Omer Rava died. Doesn't mean the person himself. It means a getter of Keter, that he's father's Malchut, that it's him and his children. Well, but then it's not true, because Kol Echad Echtiv Halom. You're telling me that wherever it says the word Halom, it means permanently? L'dorot? Well, by Shol, where Shol had disappeared into the baggage room, where it says, and they were announcing him, they said, Haba od Halom Ish? Is there anybody else here that we're not locating? And obviously Halom there was meant Malchut, and Shaul did not actually survive in the Malchut for him and his children. Hu in Zaro lo. So then why, if you hold Moshe was a Melech, then why was he told Al Tikrav Halom? Well, first of all, I can tell you very simply. He was Zochet for his children, because Ishbosheth was also a king, albeit not permanently, but it was at least Lo Zaro. Or I could tell you that, how do you know that the Halom wasn't actually given to him Ledorot? Fact is, he himself lost the Malchut. For himself, he lost the Malchut. So that doesn't mean that the initial Halom wasn't an appointment that was meant indeed to be forever. So Shiny Shaul Dafil Gaveh Begaveh Lo Kain. The Malchut didn't last even for him. And indeed, the Halom initially was meant to be a thing that would have impacted his family forever. Keder Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina. That b'sha'a sh'puskim gedula la'adam, poskim lo lazaro at sof kaladorot. If a person is appointed to a position, then that position is his and his zocha for all of the future, to eternity. Shenema lo yigram tzadik einav, vet melachim lakisei. So you see, he will never turn his eyes from the tzaddik. So that means that, indeed, it's going to be for melachim lakisei forever. And it continues on, vayishivim lanetzach, that they are there for impermanence. Vayagbau, v'im hegis da'ato. Now, if a guy gets uppity, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. What's the word for getting uppity? For thinking that you're great. V'im asurim bezikim, if they put their hands at the handcuffs. No, I mean, so obviously he's an idiot. I mean, there's no bigger handcuff, there's no bigger irons than thinking that you're great. So then, yilkedun b'chav le'oni. The pains and the binds that come from having nothing will be his instead of melachim lakisei. That indeed, so initially, enochinami, Shaul was put into a position of lo yigrami tzadik einav. Actually, that's the mekor for the whole drosha and Megillah, lo yigrami tzadik einav, that b'schus the tzniut shaita lo Rachel, she was zochet to Shaul, b'schus the tzniut to Shaul, he was zochet to Rachel. So that's mamash a reference to Shaul. You mean, why do we call it the halom? As you're relating it to Yahalom?
You already said that it's
You're throwing back words at me now. That goes beyond the limits of our daf yomi. Good. All right. Now, the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah is Baalei Mumin. Bein Baalei Mumin Ovrim. Bein Baalei Mumin Kvuim. They are Erchlim and they are Chalkin in Kutch. Now, how do we know that? Minanimile. The Tanur Rabbanan. When the Torah says, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochalota Kodesh Kodashim. Now, this is talking about the Minachot. Not Minachot of Kohanim, Minachot of Yisrael. And it's interesting that we have this Lashon, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, by the Mincha, by the Chatas, by the Yosha, because of a Shok too. I mean, not exactly the same, but because obviously over there it's for everybody, but we're going to go through each one of them. So why do we need this Kol Zachar? I mean, if you're telling me that it's a din to teach me that the Balmum, Kol Zachar, even a Balmum, is allowed to eat Kachim, we know that already. Harei Kvar Nemar, we darshan that Beferish, which says Lechem Elokav, Mikotchei HaKodashim UMiHaKodashim, we just darshan that. So anyway, it's clear that he's allowed to eat. Must be, therefore, that he's even given a chelek. Ela lechaluka. So in other words, we now know that a balmum is also cholek. Now there's another braita that says, kol zachar lerabot. Now this one is the second mention of kol zachar b'kohanim, which is repeated in the din of chatat, all in tzav. What's that coming to tell me? L'rabot ba'alei mumin. So there the bright that says, L'rabot ba'alei mumin? For what? Ilach ilah, I mean, we had the drasha of lechem elokav mikotshei HaKadoshim u'min HaKadoshim yochel. So it can't mean that. If it's a chaluka, we just learned that out from Kol Zachar B'Kohanim by mincha. So what then does it mean? Harei kvar amur? Ilach chaluka? Harei kvar amur? I'll tell you what it means. Without this extra kol zachar by chatat, yachol, I would have said, maybe it's referring to someone who was once a tam, was a full kohen, and now suffered an accident that turned him into a balmum. But how about if he's a congenital balmum? So then you could say he was never included in the entire parsha of eating like the kohani. So then how do we know? Talmud lomar kol zachar, once again mentioned as well by chatat. Now, there's another braita that says, Kol Zachar, L'rabot Balmum. Now, this is a third mention. This is talking about Korban Osham. Okay, Lamai, what is the point for this? If it's for Achila, we learned it out from Bar Mikotchei HaKadoshim Ramen HaKadoshim. If it's Chaluka, we learned it out from Mincha. If it's Balmum Meikoro, we learned it out from Kol Zachar Bechatas. Because you see, if it would only have said those three, I would have said, all right, but maybe that's only if he's a Balmum Kavua. But if he's a Balmum Over, maybe he shouldn't be allowed to eat, because he's only temporary a Balmum. What? Clappy, why? Where are you going? What are you talking about? It's the other way. I would only know if he's a minor Balmum, right? Omer Rav Sheshi says, yeah, it's a mistake. Turn that around. April. Rav Ashi says, no, it means exactly what it says. Le'olam lo tepuch. And it means, because, look, it's like this. Suppose you give it only an indication that even a congenital balmum, right? Okay, so now you say, okay, a congenital balmum, maybe who is also a permanent balmum, is not correctable. Why? Because, I mean, we find the equivalent case by a tummy. What's the by a tummy? He can't eat now. Teresa, well, if he can't eat now, wait till he becomes tahor. Okay, so his ending is true. A balmum, he can't eat now, wait till he becomes a not balmum, he becomes a tummy. I mean, that's a svar that we use very, very much la'alocha in terms of a dovashish la'matirin for kashas. If something has matirin, it could be eaten be'eter, then you're not relying on, don't rely on bitol, just be makshir. The same thing is true over here. So, sakadai dechamina, kitame, just like a tame, ko kamedolotor, lo'achil, afainami, kamedolomitkan, lo'achil, kamash balan, in any event, even if he's a balmum over, he could eat his cake and have it too as part of his chalukah, and that's true even if he's an over. Koshe eino ro'ui. Now the Mishnah does something very strange. Right? It says koshe eino ro'ui la'avoda eino cholek, and then it turns right around and it says balmum, who is certainly not ro'ui la'avoda, is ochel and cholek. I don't understand. So koshe eino ro'ui la'avoda. No, Baal Mum is not royal avodah, and it's cholet. Besides which, I mean, it's not the implication that, but if he is royal avodah, then he is cholet. But that's not true. How about a tameh? Now, we went through all of these exceptions, remember, when we were dealing with the issue up front. But, I mean, it does explain the language. What about a tameh bekarbanot tzibur? He's royal avodah, but he's not cholet. Well, I guess what it really meant was not royal avodah, royal achila. Remember, we had this whole question when it was the matter of the Baal Mum who was also tummy, was how do we read that criterion? Is it royal avodah or royal achila, really? So I guess it's royal achila. So since the Baal Mum is royal achila, so therefore he's also cholet. No. Well, cotton is royal achila, but he's not cholet. So, I mean, I don't care how you read it, it's not going to work. Well, now, wait a minute. That's a violation of the simplest elemental rules of logic. Just because the Mishnah said someone who isn't royal avodah, so it says over here, ko baal mum de'eino royal avodah. You're assuming that it means, but someone who is royal avodah is cholet, and doesn't say that. The lo that you started to say, that's your inference. Doesn't say that, right? Oh, lo katani. So, therefore, the implication that anybody who now would be ro'il achila, that person ain't a ro'il achila, that would mean the other way around, that if he was ro'il achila, he would be cholek. That was your problem of cotton. Where does it say that in the Mishnah? Just because it's true that someone who isn't ro'il achila is eno cholek doesn't mean that everyone who is royal achila is cholek, obviously. Where do you get that from? So the inference was a mistake in logic. Actually, now that you say that, there's not really a problem in the first place. We can go back to the way we always understood it, that the rule has to do with avoda, not with achila. And then, what was your problem? That you said, well, a tameh is royal avoda, and he's not cholek, but it doesn't say in the Mishnah someone who's royal avoda that person is cholek. It says someone who isn't royal avodah is not cholek. So what's your problem with the tameh in avodah tzibur? That's not a question. What do you mean shom tameh? Tameh lo katani. If it bothers you about a Baal Mum, I mean, maybe that's the whole point of the Mishnah. That's trying to set up the fact that it was so blatant all along, was that there are two sets, the sets of Tamimim and the set of Baal Mum, and that they have different rules. I mean, that's what we were looking at all through the circuit. So maybe that's the point, that the Baal Mum, the Mishnah's going out of its way to slap you with this, that Rachmana Rabbi has a violation of the general rule. Now, the Mishnah says, Afilu tamei b'shat zrikat damim, v'tohar b'shat hekter chalavim eino cholek. Now, that's mashma, in my reading, that what defines the right to be cholek is if he is tohar b'shat zrikat damim. That the important question is the ability to do the aveda. That's what's important. The mashma'ut, therefore, is that if he's tar b'shat zrikat tamim, and he's tamei, even though he's tamei, but it's only b'shat hekter chalavim, that he would be cholek. But I know that certainly, I mean, that's not the way we pass, as we pointed out in the Mishnah. Matnitin deloka abashol, if that inference is correct, then the Mishnah is certainly not following abashol's din. Tetanya abashol omer, Leolam eino chel ache tohor misha adzrika acha atekter chalavim. That actually he needs to be tohor, not only at the time of the zrikat adam, but also at the time of the hekter chalavim. The amakra hamakriv adam shlamim veet hachelev. So you see that it needs to be both the dam shlamim and the chalav. Only that person, Mibnei Aaron, lo tiye shoka yamin lemana. So obviously we need both. Now the question is, does that mean that he needs to be tahar throughout, or he needs to be tahar at those two points? That's not clear. And therefore, boy Ravashi, the only reason there's two dots there is because the boy was confusing. But this is all part of the same thing. So chalavim nami boy. Okay, boy Ravash. Nitma benatayim mahu. How about if he was tahor b'shat zrikat adam? Okay, he may even have done the zrikat adam, huh? And then he became tameh a minute before shkia, jumped into the mikveh. 2 minutes later, the sun sets, and he's now tahor. And now he's doing the avodah of the hekter chalavim. He wants to be chalek. does he fulfill this criterion or not? So if it's nitba benatayim ma, do we say, well, okay, I mean, he required to be tar b'shat zrikra and b'shat haktara. That's the requirement, and that requirement was fulfilled. Be'inan va'ika. We have that requirement. Oh, dilma, or did abasho mean literally that this word was the definition of 2 points of a line in time, which means achetor mishat zrika the achat ektar chalavim. Take that, unclear. Omar Rava, I want you to know that
ektar chalavim is the amorim. Is the amorim that needs to be burnt on the veil?
Okay.
So it has to be done in the day.
No, kol ha'layim.
That's the
extra,
this is the Amorim.
The Amorim.
Can it be done at night as well?
Sure. That's the Hector Chalavim, or the Amorim.
You don't come to
the
Mizbeach during the day?
No, they only become Nivzal and Karka, the Lina in the morning. Says Rava, this Sugya, actually, fascinatingly, as far as whether there would be Chaluka for someone who could be in a position of eating, was the subject of a fascinating conversation I had in the bathroom in the bathroom? Yep, I was going to ask, how'd you have a conversation in the bathroom? But anyway, fascinating conversation I had with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who told me in the bathroom, very strange, Gemara, the Omar Bebet Akisei, you know, if you really want to go through the logic of this whole thing, okay? So this is the way you can imagine the scene. Danta like this. Tfu Yom walks in, says to his friend, who is Tohar, he says, look, do me a favor. Tain li mincha, really, I mean, right now I'm a Tfu Yom, but you're bringing a mincha for Yisrael, of course, not a mincha's coin. Let me have some of that mincha, set it aside for me, so have some too. So now the guy says to him, hey, baby, come on. Emaim b'makom. Shiyafeko chacha. B'chatatcha. Dichiticha b'chatat Yisrael. Look, I mean, there are things that you have a lot of special energy for, you know? If you would bring a korban chatas, uba b'cholavat nafsho, you could come whenever you want.
As a Torah.
It is your mishmar. Yeah, as a Torah. It is your mishmar. It's not your mishmar. You got all the rights in the world. You do the Aveda, you keep the Or, and so on. Today, you don't get away with nothing. You couldn't bring that, right? So now, a mincha? You want to have a chelek in a mincha? Are you crazy? Makom shu'urako chacha b'minchatcha. Where? If you were bringing your own mincha, you wouldn't get anything. Because the din is that a minchat kohen, of course, is kalil. So you don't even have a chelek in it. So, enodin shadi chachami minchat Yisrael, obviously I'll push you out of here. You couldn't even have a chelek of a chatas. No, says the Tvu Yom. That's not a good answer. Umayim dechitani mechatat Yisrael. You know why you got away with getting rid of me? That's because shekishem shiyafekochi, kach yafekochacha. You're a big shot when it comes to the chatas because you have the same rights I have. So you want to tell me, but when it comes to mincha where you have no rights, yeah, well, you also have no rights. So maybe you can't be dochemi from Achila, because that really that's what it boils down to, isn't it? The Kohanim that are being chaylek are the only ones who are zeicha, and we're saying we don't have to give you anything, because you're not being chaylek. So we could talk about this in terms of, okay, who gets more rights? That's where Boaz is trying to do. So if the Torah gave me my rights by a chatas, rights strong enough to throw you out, not to be chaylek with you. It's a koshkein. I could throw you out when it comes to mincha. Taina is the Tvul Yom. Huh. You have no rights when it comes to a mincha. So your rights are as crummy as mine are. What kind of kavachomer is that? Where you only look at my end of the buck.
Why does he have no rights?
Because it's kalyo. So what kind of kavachomer is that? Tedichani mimichat Yisrael. I mean, kishikshem shuhura kochi by mincha kachura kochacha. Therefore comes along the pasuk to tell us v'chol mincha and so on and so forth. La kohena makrivo talotia needs to be the one who's makriv. Okay, says the kohen tohar. You read the pasuk. Very good. You want a piece? Come, please go right ahead. Ba'akrev v'chol. Torah says la kohena makrivo ta. I suppose you're a kohen makrivo ta. Please, I would never stand in the way of a kohen. Oh dear me. Seems you're a ball, you're a Tvul Yom. Oh well, what can you do? Those are the breaks. Now, how about when he comes back down and says, okay, so then, Tein li mechatat Yisrael v'ochal. So now we go back, as we always do when we have a limud, when we had a kal v'chomer, and he says, okay, give me now some chatas Yisrael to eat. Oh no, says the Kohen, chatas Yisrael? If a place were hurakochi, I mean, when it came to my own mincha, I had no rights at all. You know, it was kalil. I didn't get anything. Nonetheless, I just managed to throw you out of here when it came to your attempt, vicious, to share in a minchas Yisrael. So kol shekein, when you're trying to share in a chatas, where I am even stronger than I was in a mincha. Eno din shadichacha michatat Yisrael? To which, of course, the Dvar, the Tvul Yom, replies, well, obviously, the reason you could be dochemi from the Minchas Yisrael was because I, too, was weak. So that's not a kal v'chomer. You, who were weak, were capable of being docha the weak. But how about the strong, being docha the strong? Maybe you can't. Shekeshem shurako chacha kachurakochi? Does that mean necessarily tadichini michatat Yisrael shekeshem shiafeko chacha when it comes to a mincha? Kach yafeko chi? Nice argument, says the Kohen Tahor. Unfortunately, the Torah says, HaKohen HaMechateota Yochalena. Please, go right ahead. Bo Chateivecho. Oh dear, you're a Tvul Yom, are you? So sorry to hear. Go starve. So then he tries another approach. All right, at least let me have a little chaz of a shok, you know. So give me some chaz of a shok. Ve'ochol. Says the Kohen Tahor to him, nonsense, why should I give you anything? I was just able to throw you out of your dichiticha from Chatas Yisrael. What do you get in a shlamim? Nah, a little bit of chaz of a shok. Chatas, you got everything. And I still threw you out. Do you want to come for your little tiny portion of chaz of a shok? Won't give you a thing, buddy. Out you go. No, replies the Tvul Yom. Umayim dechitani mechatat. The reason you were able to throw me out when it came to a chatat is because I was weak when it comes to a chatat. Because I can't share a chatat with my wife. Because zachar bekohanim. I can't share a chatat with my avadim. But would you have the right to be dochami from a chazer of a shok? Where the Torah gave me complete rights to the chazer of a shok. I can feed it to my wife. Or my wives, even better. And I can feed it to my avadim? Well, says the Kohen Tahor, nice argument. Although it does say, La Kohen HaZorek Ketam HaShlamim Lo Yihye. Please, by all means. Bo Zorok Vechol. You're welcome to bring that carbon and eat. Enjoy my... Oh, I'm so sorry to hear your Tvul Yom. Turns around the Tvul Yom with all of his kulas and chumras on his head. And sadly makes his way out with an onen on his right hand, a mechusa kippurim on his left hand, who all tried the same shtick and got the same treatment with the same pusik, and walks out bepachei nefesh. Baruch Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy asked, and this, as Tosis points out, the language or used in Sugya's Rav Achoy is always a little bit strange, and was the reason why Rabbi Shmuel said that Rav Achoy referred to over here is really not one of the Amoraim. He's actually Rav Achoy, who wrote the She'iltot, who was a member of the group which we call the Rabbanan Sevurai, which come after Ravina and Rav Ashi, who are the ones that sealed the Talmud. And so, nonetheless, these things were added in afterwards because of the early Rabbanan Sevurai, ones who could work out things for themselves. In any event, Rav Achoy makes the yukim about the nature of the nusach in the Gemara, and therefore asks over here why it is that we didn't also throw in the case where the Tvul Yom would say to the Kohen Tahor, Lemalei teni mi bechor v'ochal, why can't I get a chelek of a korban bechor that was brought today, and I'll eat it at night, and I should get a chelek mishum da amar lei, and then answer it by saying that the Kohen Tahor will tell the Tvul Yom, what are you, crazy? Look, I'm not allowed to share a chatas with my wife and my servant, and nonetheless, I was able to get rid of you. That's despite the fact that I'm not very strong when it comes to that area, and I threw you out, as you recall, from getting a chance at a Chatat Yisrael that you should not have a chelek. So certainly when it comes to the Bechor, where I'm given the whole darn thing, Mokam Shiyupakochi Bechor de Kule Dilihi, isn't it clear, Eino Din She'ed Achachami Menu, I should certainly be able to prevent you from getting a chelek. To which the Tfuyom responds to the Kohen HaTahor, Well, that's because the reason you got me out of the chatas is because I'm just as bad off as you were. When it comes to the chatas, I also am not allowed to give it to anybody in the family, like my wife and my avadim. It's only lezichrei kuhuna. But why should you have the ability to be mediach me from a bechor? Tericheni me bechor, shekashem, sheyupako chacha, the same way that you have it, you're in a better position when it comes to bechor. Kach yupakochi, I too am in a better position. And then come back with the Kohen Tahor in exactly the same mode that you said about the other cases, where the Kohen Tahor says, well, it's a good argument, but, you know, it does say by the Bechor, et damam tizrok, ala mizbeach, v'tchelbam taktir, and only then uvisaram yelach, so please, by all means, far be it for me to stand in the way. You're welcome to come over here to mizbeach right now, sir, bo zrok v'chol, and you'll get a chelek like everyone else around here. Oh, dear me, you aren't Tuliyom, are you? So that should have been included, too. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who didn't mention this, is because V'idach Porich, he would say that, well, this wouldn't be a satisfactory conclusion, because you'd be able to say, well, it doesn't say Uvisaram Lakohen HaZorek, the way it says Lakohen HaMechateota, and so on. In the other cases, it just says Bisaram Yelach, which may not necessarily be a result of even the fact that you were the one who did the Zerika, did the Haktorah. And that may mean, in general, Bisaram Yelach Afilu Kohen Acher. And therefore, it's not very persuasive. Ask the Gemara. Now, you said he learned this in a bathroom? How exactly? Now, there's different ways of understanding this. I mean, the question is, perhaps Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon had learned it in the bathroom, and not that I had learned it from him in the bathroom. So in other words, if you take a look at what Rava says, I dinam Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Gamirna, who said that in the Beit HaKisei, I work this out. Now, that seems to be the mashmaut in the Yerushalmi, not that Rava had heard him say this in the bathroom, in which case our main problem would be not the speaking in the bathroom, which Rava never heard, but rather the fact that he had been in the bathroom when he worked this out. And therefore, our kasha is, Hechi Avidachi, how could he do that? V'yomar, Rabba Barbachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, you're allowed to think of the Reiter anywhere. V'chol mokom mutar la'her chutz mimerchatz mibet hakisei. You're not allowed to do your thinking in the Beit HaKisei. Which the Gemara answers, La'on Soshai. Now, what is poor Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon supposed to do? I mean, you tell a man like that, don't think about Torah. I mean, that's really going to help. That's all that he can do. And therefore, I mean, we're talking about an Ones, and La'on Soshai is different if there's nothing you can do about it. Of course, that would not cover, one would think, the ability to speak to somebody about it, in which case we would be right in basically separating the two issues. However, the fact is that it isn't all that simple. Because, let's say, in the Yaivitz, it says that it's clear that if you hear somebody talking in the Beit HaKisei B'divrei Torah La'onso, then you're allowed to listen in. You don't have to tell him you're not supposed to be doing that. And therefore, he heard over what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and that's why he didn't say anything about it. Now, obviously, this is not all that persuasive. And we don't have to say that he said the whole thing. And indeed in Rashi, we see this, Echi Ovid Hachi, and it was, how did he do it? Now, obviously, he didn't have to say it. He could have just thought about it. If it was all a question of the hearer, then fine, you could say, there's no way to stop being Maharher, which would explain why we said it's also Maharher. We said, oh, it's so shiny. And when we said before, the Omar Bibbe Takis, that doesn't mean the Omar to me, and it was just Gemir Nabi Beit HaKisei from Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon who had learned it there, that's all. Okay, this, as you can see, the language isn't very clear one way or the other. So some learn that indeed if things are, I mean, the Sadha Prisha understands it, the Elio Rabba understands it, that from the Sugya it seems to be clear that if the guy cannot stop himself from from thinking about this, and the words are so clear to him, he's mutter even to say it, because the thinking about it itself is la'ones, and therefore it would be okay. Again, there's another question here also about whether la'ones or shiny means that he doesn't even have to try to stop. In other words, since he's in a bet, he might as well go all the way, which would certainly be the case if he's saying it. And that's the way Nishmas Adam says, that the Lashon of the Gemara implies that Lohonso, it's shiny, meaning that's mutter, even the Tchatchila, meaning that he doesn't have to really fight with himself to try to stop as much as possible, according to which, he says, it must be that the Yisr of Yurur, per se, is only Yisr Rabbonon, because otherwise, why, B'mokam Tsar, would they be moderate? Lemaisa, in the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins that, like the Beit Yosef, that Yurur, the Onso, is Mutter, which is only, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if he was Maharher, he didn't do an Yisr, but not that he can go L'chatchila to not even attempt to not think about Divrei Torah in the bathroom. Meitve. Miriam mi hiskira. Im tomar Moshe hiskira. Moshe was a czar. Im czar roet hanegayim. Vim tomar Aaron hiskira. Aaron karov. When at least according to Rabbi Meir, ain't karov roet hanegayim. Ela kavod gadol chalakla. Kadosh baruch hu Miriam ota sha'a. Amar ani kohen. Ani mazgira. Ani cholta. Vani putra. Anyway, but it says Moshe czar. Vein zaro yata negayim, omrem nachum bar Yitzchak, this is not a din in the kahuna. It's a din in being a son of Aaron. Shaydim arot negayim da Aaron uvanav ketiv, uval Aaron hakohen. Meitve. Chameis simachot hayta li sheva yitira b'dot Yisrael, a lot of good at dinner. Yivama melech, ishak ben gadol, bena sigan, ben bena meshuach b'chama, achia, was Nasi Shevet, Nachshon Menim Yandav, and there she is, Avilal Shnei Vaneh. Anyway, Ketani Miet Yivama Melech, Mashma Davka Melech, Inkon Gadolo, Ema Af Melech. Ketanoi, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe, Rabbi Yoshua Ben Korach Omer, Kol Charon Af Shabbat Torah, Ne'emar Bo Roshem, Vezeh Lo Ne'emar Bo Roshem, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Af Zeh Ne'emar Bo Roshem, Shne'emar, Halo Aaron Achicha Halevi, Halevi, Halo Koenu, Elo Achicha Omer, אני אמרתי, אתה כהן והוא לוי. עכשיו הוא כהן ואתה לוי. וחכמים אומרים, לא נתכהן משה לשיבת ימי המילואים בלבד, ויש אומרים, לא פסקה כהונה, אלא מזר עוד של משה, שנאמר, ומשה איש האלוהים, בניו יקראו על שבט הלוי. ואומר, משה ואהרון בכו עניו, ושמרו בקורא שמו. מאי ואומר, וכי יתם אל דורות ודכתיב, כזה זה דברי הימים, So I want to prove to you, look, it does say Moshe ve'aron b'chohanav. You're telling me koch aron av shebetorah ne'mar bo roshem, v'achtiv v'yetze me'im paro b'chori av, v'lo amale v'lo midi. Omer esh lakish, well, of course he slapped him across the face first. Sotro v'yatza. Mi omer esh lakish achi, v'achtiv v'nitzavta likrato, al svat ha'yor, v'omer esh lakish melechu v'azber lo panim, Rabbi Yochanan me'r rashahu e'iz panecha bo. Well, I guess it must be Epoch. Omer b'yanai le'olam tehe imat malchut alecha. Dechtim, v'yordu kol avadecha ele elai. But he doesn't say you. So yodide lo kamale. Rabbi Yochanan me'och v'yad Hashem ha'ita le'yoh v'yishanes botnav v'yorotz lifnei achav. Omer ula, b'kesh Moshe malchut v'lo natnu lo. Dechtim, al tikrav halom. Vein alom ela malchut shemar mi anochi Hashem lokim ki heviatani ad halom. Motiv Rava, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yivama Melech. No, it says Rava halom means lo lezaro karmar. Well, kol eichad echtiva halom, it means a dorot. How about by Shaul who was hiding out and they said, haba od halom ish, and over there was only who in, but zaro lo? But Ibai Tema, first of all, it's not true. There was zaro, because there was ish boshet. Or maybe it was meant to be Lodoro Dibai Dema Shine Shaul Dafilo Begave Lokoi. Because initially if he was appointed it would have been Kiribalazar Rabbi Hanina that Bisha'a Shiposkim Gedulala Adam Puskim Lo Lzaro at Sof Koladorot Shinema Lo Yigrabit Sadike Navet Melachim Lakise But Imegizda Ato Akadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilo Shinema Vi'im Asurim Bezikim So then you'll kedun mechav leoni. Baalei mumin, bein baalei mumin, kavuim, minanimile. The Tana Rabbanan called Zachar l'rabot ba'le mumim. Now, legabe what? I mean, for achila, that's a beferish posik. Lechem aloav mikotchei hakadoshim umir hakadoshim yochal. So it must be l'chalukah. Now that's by mincha. Tanya irach by chatat called Zachar l'rabot ba'le mumim. Lomai, ila achila rekvar amur min hakadoshim. Ila chalukah rekvar amur kol zachar b'kohanim by mincha. Ah, but yochal ein liyala tam v'naaseh balmum. How about a balmum meikar? Ominayin, tamud lomar, kol zachar. Tanya idach, kol zachar, this is by Orsha, l'rabot balmum. Oh man, what's this one for? Lomai, ila achila rekvar amur. Ila chalukah rekvar amur. Ila balmum meikar rekvar amur. Ah, but you see, shiyochal ein liyala balmum kavua. Balmum over minayin. Talmud Lamar Kol Zachar. Wait a second. Over Klape Laya. You mean Ein Liyala Balmum Kavua, right? Om Rav Sheshes. Yeah, I guess we got it backwards. Rav Ashi Amar. No. The Olam Lo Tepo Chvitzer. Sakadai Dachamida Kitame. After all, isn't it Matame Kamadol Tahor Lo Achil? So over here, since it's in his hands, do something about it. So Hainami Kamadol Mitkan Lo Achil. Kamash Malan. Wait. No, you don't have to. Kol she'eino ra'ui. Is that true? Balmum is lo ra'ui, but he is chalek. Not to mention that the implication is, you mean if he is ra'ui la'avoda, he is chalek? Well, tameh b'korbanot tzibur is ra'ui la'avoda, and he's not chalek. Okay, so I guess it meant ra'ui la'achila karma. No, it doesn't work either, because a katan is ra'ui la'achila, and nonetheless isn't chalek. Yeah, but it never said the implication. That was your understanding that that it means the other way around. And it doesn't say a lo katani. That doesn't say. Hashta da'atit la'achi. Then we can go back to saying that it means aveda. Kiryomar mikora. So you're saying, but a tamei b'kabanot tzibur Israel la'avoda and... No. Tamei lo katani. V'imishum balmun rachman arabiyeh. Afilu tamei b'sha'at zrikatamim v'tahor b'sha'at tekter chalamim eno cholak. So, in other words, you're saying in the Mishnah that if it was tahor b'sha'at zrikatamim, we wouldn't have minded if he was tamei b'sha'at tekter chalamim, because that's called roi la'avoda, as defined by the dam, and he would be cholak. But if that's true, mat nitin deloka abba sha'ul. D'tanya abba sha'ul omer, li'olam eno ochel ad she'tahor m'sha'at zrika Ad sha'at ekter chalavim, diomakar makriva dam ashlamim, which is the dam, veta chelev, which is hekter chalavim. So I feel hekter chalavim nami boy. To which Ravashi was boy, nitma benatayim mao. Is it just the requirement that b'sha'at zrika or b'sha'at haktarabi inan? And that he does fulfill the requirements for? Vayika, odilma achye tahor mishad zrika vachek shatek techalavim, beretzev teku. Omar Rava, the following din I learned from Rabbi Elazar in the bathroom. The Omar bebet akise. Danta, batvu yom vamar, tein li mimincha v'ochal. Oh, Amar lo, look, buddy, please. Amar b'makom, shi'afek o'chacha b'chatatcha d'chiticha b'chatat Yisrael. You have the chutzpah to ask me for a chelek of a mincha. Mokom shurak o'chacha b'minchatcha, you normally wouldn't get anything in a minchat kohen. Of course I'll be dochi you from a minchat Yisrael. To which he replies, ma'im d'chitani b'chatat Yisrael. That's because you have all the power in the world, just like I do. Keshem shi'afek o'chi, kach y'afek o'chacha. Does that give you the right to be dochamim in Minchat Yisrael, where Keshem Shorak Ochi Kachorak Ochacha? Okay, fine. Arei Omer LaKohen Makrivot Alot. Yeah, please go right ahead. Barak Reveichol. Now, if he turns around and says, Ten li Mechatat Yisrael Vochal, Omar Lei, hey, I just showed you that even by a mincha, we're Hurak Ochi Dechiticha in Minchat Yisrael. You want a piece of the chatas? Really out of your mind? Makem shi'afek ochi bechatati and odin shadichacham yichatat Yisrael? Omar lei, well, the reason you were doching me with a mincha is kishem shurak ochacha kachurak ochi? That doesn't mean you can be doching me from a chatas, kishem shi'afek ochacha kachurak ochi. Okay, fine. Harei yomar akoina bechate ota yochlena. Please, go right ahead. Bo chate ve'achol. So then he tries another tact. Tain li mechazi v'shok v'okha. Amar lei, umaba mokam sheyafeko kacha b'chatatcha, dechiticha. So mokam shurako kacha by Shlomo, all you get is a little chazi v'shok. Obviously I could be dochi. Ah, no, replies the Tvuyom. Main dechitani mechatat, shekein urako chietzal nashay v'yavadai. That doesn't give you a right to be dochi me for because of a shok. Where can you affect Ochiyatzon Hashai Vavadai? All right, fine. Hariyu Amr Lakohen Azorek Adam HaShlamim Lo. Yeah, please, go right ahead, be my guest. Boz Rok Vecho. Yatzon Aport V'yom Kulav V'chamorav HaRosho dripping down over his face. Onein Miyimina V'chuzer Kaparam Mismolo. And they find themselves a restaurant. Parag Rabacho. Lema Le Tein Li Mi Bechor V'okal. Nonetheless, Tichiticha Mechatat Yisrael, Makom Shiafek Ochi Vevechor, the Kuladili, Eino Din Shadichacham Imenu? Well, replies the Tvuyom, Mayim Dechitani Mechatat, Shekeshem Shurak Ochacha, Kachurak Ochi, does that give you the right to be Dochami Mebechor, Shekeshem Shiafek Ochacha, Kach Yafek Ochi? Okay, fine. Hareyu omer et damam tizrok al hamizbeach vet chalbam taktir, and then b'saram yealach. So be my guest. Bozrok v'chol. So how come Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar didn't include that? V'ida, because he knows that then he's going to say miktiv uf saram lakoyin azorek. It just says saram yealach aktiv, which could mean afil lakoyin acher. How could he talk in the bathroom? Okay, but Lo'onso Shaine.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Shabbos, I don't see before you enter the Sibyl. Okay, we're up to the Kalavan at base. And we were holding, we had to stop a little early. I think everybody ran out of juice here. And we've gone up to. I think we were just at the sugya of Omar Rav, yeah?
Yes. Okay.
So we're three lines up from the big lines. Omar Rav, Meisha Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol Haya, V'cholek B'chatshe Shamayim. Meisha Rabbeinu had a din of the Kohen Gadol, and he was a chalek B'chatshe Shamayim, so he was able to get a chalek in the various kachim, and so on. How do we know this? Because it says the Farish, Me'el Hamiluim L'moshe Haya L'mana. That it was given specifically to the one who on that day, the Elamim, was the Kedusha Fakumuna. And that's mentioned. Now, we yesterday had the whole sugya of why it was that it was necessary to burn the Chatas. So one of the kashas that we asked was, why would they have to burn it? Mishum Aminus, couldn't they have given it to Pinchas? Valo Pinchas Hayayim Lahem. V'im Isa Lema Valay Meshur Adinu Hayayim Lahem. If you're right in saying that the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen, why in the world couldn't he? I mean, he wasn't by Ninus, it was nephews that died. There was no din of Korah then. Well, Moshe, I mean, he didn't expect Moshe to eat anything. Dilma Shani Moshe to Torah B'Shvina. I mean, Moshe has no time for eating. I mean, he's basically talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mar Moshe Bashkamala, Bashkamaya Rad. I mean, it was extremely busy. You go up in the morning to the Har in order to hear the various mitzvahs and his veirim, and then he came down, and then you see that this is the way that he was busy. I mean, it's not that. I mean, obviously that was during the time of Mount Zera itself, but it shows the type of attitude that was tremendously involved in the learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not healing.
What's it said?
I'm not actually doing a riot from there, but we're...
Oh, you're saying it as a that's obviously only anhas, you know. Not that, that wasn't in the days of Hashkama or Hashkama. That was together when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. As the Medrash says, Lahab. Mesa. Lechem alikav mikotshei hakodashim ubin hakodashim yochal. Now, why does it have to mention over here kotshei kotshim and kotshim kalim is the question. About mum, here it says, is given both kotshei kotshim and kotshim kalim. So, I mean, of course, you certainly don't need to mention both. If you're saying mikodesh hakodashim, it's rather clear, isn't it, that he has a right to any kotshim. So, im ne'amar kotshei kotshim, lama ne'amar kotshim kalim. Maybe he would only be allowed to eat kotshei kotshim because we find that kotshei kotshim indeed had a heter beyond what is true of kotshim kalim, namely that they were hutru lezar. We'll see what that means, but obviously our reference is that it was the only time that we have that kotshim was given to someone who wasn't a kohen. Look, oh, it's got to be Moshe. Who else would be referring to? And of course, that's how it would have been approved. Now, we're taking for granted that Moshe was a czar, not a kohen. So there we have kotshim that it was hutra lezar v'lahem, and so therefore it's given to them as well. But kotshim kalim, I mean, it was never a particular heter, so lo yochal. Maybe that's the point. Kotshim kalim are by definition kal in the various halakas. They're given more time to eat, and they were not machmers to where you eat them. Maybe not. Now, in any of them, when it says the kotshim kalim or hutru lezar, which czar? When czar? Who czar? Lav Moshe. Who could that be referring to but Moshe Rabbeinu? That's the only time that we find that he was given over the Kivsei Rabim and the Elamiguim and so on. Was given to Moshe to eat. Omrim Sheikh is nah. It's not referring to that. What it means is that in a Burma, there's no din of Akhila that's limited to Kohanim. Over there, there's something because, if you hold, and this is dependent on my focus of whether there is such a thing as a mincha of a Burma. Because normally, you can't bring the Kohanis that are Ruuyim L'Akhila of Kachikachim, Chatz and Oshim, don't come on a Burma before. So the Shaila is, does a mincha, which is neither of a Nida, does that come on a Bama? If you hold that a Mincha comes on a Bama, then Mincha is Kotshei Kodashim, and over here, because there's no din of Kahuna on a Bama, and the Tzar can work on a Bama, so the Tzar will eat the Kotshei Kodashim. So it comes out that there's a place in which Kotshei Kodashim will give it over to Tzar. Okay, so maybe that's the only head that we're referring to. Of course, that would only be Kedivrei Omer Yesh Mincha Bevama. If there's no Mincha Bevama, where do you get Kashi Kashi on a Bama? There's nothing that's given L'Akhila on a Bama that could possibly be Kashi Kashi. Well, what about this? May say, Miriam Mihizgira. Interesting question. Who was the one who made Miriam a Messiah? I mean, it was a big deal that Miriam was locked up and so on. I mean, there was no coin that could be Mezgira. What was it? Moshe. Im Tomar Moshe, Yisgira Moshe was a Tzar. How could he be Mezgira? V'im Tomar, V'im Tzar Oet HaNegayim? Only a coin can be Ray HaNegayim. V'im Tomar Aaron Yisgira? Aaron is a Karov. He's a brother. In Karov Roet HaNegayim. Criticism is the same thing with Moshe, no? Mm-hmm. Well, why did we have to say Moshe is a czar?
No. Because otherwise he'd be a
czar. Yeah, but he'd be a clerk. Just like Aaron. Could you just say, Moshe be Aaron, Krovi Moshe?
Because
maybe
they
want to
show
Aaron. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's a lot of funny discussions about this issue. there's a very, I mean, in a, what I think is a little silly, but there's a silly, it's very silly, I'm sorry to say, but I won't quote who said it, but that actually Moshe and Aaron were had a machloekis as to whether only, whether a korov can be rei negoyim or not. Because it's a machloekis in the Gemara. And Tosfos brings that since the Sifri learns that Aaron tainat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tosfos over here, Aaron tainat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not fair, who's if nobody has a right to take care of her, so who's going to take care of her? So apparently, so Tosfos, apparently Aaron held like the Mandi Omar that a korov can't be rei negoyim, but Moshe disagreed. Moshe the korov could be rei negoyim. And that was the kind of thing that was inspired once upon a time. But there's brilliant in the one of the Hasidic, this brilliant, brilliant answer. You know, one of these like real Chanukah Sefera type of answers. He says like this. The Shaila is why is anybody a Korach? Since this is a brisk erupt stuff. Why wasn't the actual Kabbalah Satira, which is a din of Gerus, so everybody should be cut in Shanaylabani, in which case nobody has a din of Gerus. You know, the whole concept of Gerus should break down at Har Sinai, right? So he brings, then, and there's also a whole discussion on Locha, that a Ger, that is Nizgayer Baal Korche, there's no din of cut in Shanaylabani. The din of cut in Shanaylabani is where he came to a complete new, entered into a new world. But over here, where his world was taken, basically, it was taken along with him. So since Klal Yisrael, this is the Gev HaLokah, many, many elements. So since Klal Yisrael were, by Yisrael, Taku Sahar, Kafalayim Harfred Yidya, so they're viewed as Gerim Baal Korcham in order to give them a din of Kirva. It's all moral on this issue as well. So this is, I forgot what to say, this is Sefer Tainas. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't under the har; he was on the har. So Mela, he's not around. It's so cute, you know. I love those kind of things. So, but anyways, but I mean, the truth is that I agree with David. I don't think it's a question at all. I mean, it's the derech of Tanayim. You first bring the chiddush that you're trying to bring out. Let's not talk about Moshe. Imagine Bechlal's not in the parsha. He's a Zayin. And what about Aaron? Yeah, Aaron is a Korah. So he gets into the question of main Korah where he's on a Gain. But the Gemara always does this. Okay. But it's fun. You got it. Ve'im tomar Aaron is gira Aaron karov ve'im karov roya tanegayim ela kavod gadol chalak la Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMiriam ba'ota sha'a. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did a fantastic honor to Miriam. Amar ani kohen va'ani mazgira ani chulta va'ani potra. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Look, I'm also kohen. I can be Mazgir, and I can basically now potter her." But in any event, what the Torah does, Katavi Mias Moshe Zar, Vein Zar, Oet Anagayim. You just said Moshe the Kohen. So what happened? Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Shani Marot Negayim, the Aron of Anach Tuvim. Even though Moshe is a Kohen, but Legabi, this Halacha, he's a Zar. Because the din of Negoim is not dependent on Kohuna per se. It's dependent on Aaron Uvono. There's times where we say Kohen, and there's times where we say Aaron Uvono. Since it says the Farish, Aaron Uvono, in the Parsha of Negoim, it doesn't help to be a Kohen. You have to be a Kohen that's related to Aaron. Let's start from the beginning here. If what? I mean, we went to the old sugya yesterday that Pinchas didn't have a din of a Kohen yet.
This is after the
Mesa of Zimri? I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, it isn't clear, really, the relationship of the...
Is it
really before? I have to say that.
And what
kind of... No, of course. We learned it out from dinim, according to the man Yomel, it was possible. So whatever is possible, but dinim, maybe it would be possible. Anyway. Mesa. Chamesh Machot Haita Elisheva Yitera Abenot Yisrael Otasha. And there were five tremendous dargas, joyful dargas, that Elisheva at that point was better off than anybody else. First of all, her brother-in-law is the king. It's Marisha, Yivama Melech. Her husband, Aaron, is the Kohen Gadol. Her son, Aminera, Mihasha, son of Elazar HaKohen, is the Sgan Kohen. Her grandson, this of course going to Kohen Mazion, but Pinchas was in this guy here, is Meshuach Bukhar. Akia, her brother, was Nachshon Ben Aminadab. He's a Nasi Shevet. I mean, she is in pretty good shape, you got to admit. No, and a lot of good it does you. She's sitting there, Abelal Shmeba now. It's good to have all the simcha. I mean, the simcha mazalosa. It's going to help you. But Katani means the look. I mean, what it says over here, for, in terms of our issues, it says Yibama Melech. Her brother-in-law is a king. You could have said her brother-in-law is a king and a Kohen Gadol. I mean, so why does it say for Melech? Bashma Melech in Kohen Gadol. She wasn't a Kohen Gadol. No, it's to say Af Melech. I mean, the point over here is we're trying to give a list of very different things. I mean, that's not a problem. The truth is Katani. The whole question of whether Moshe is a Kohen is not focused on that. Because when we turn back at the argument of Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to whether he should go down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Moshe. It's like Yicharap Hashem b'Moshe. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach Omer, you know? It's a very interesting thing that Kol Haron Afsha the Torah Nemar Bavrosha. Every place you find the Lashon Vayicharap, something is left of that Haron Af. It causes some type of problem. And if you'll find immediately an Onesh or a Mega, or I mean, there's always, Rashi brings a number of examples. But here there's nothing. A guy got angry, period. I mean, so what's the impact of getting angry? Nothing. I mean, so we're talking about an emotional issue. And always in the Torah, those words imply something real, some change that occurs. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's not true. Abzeh Ne'emar Barosh. If you look carefully at the pasuk, you will see that this Haronah had immense historical implications. Because what Hashem tells him is, Halo Aharon Archicha Halevi. What does he call him Aharon Archicha Halevi? I mean, obviously Levi. They're both from Levi. But the point is what he's saying, you know, Aharon Archicha was meant to be the Levi all the time. You were going to be the Kohen. That's the point. You know what it's supposed to be? That he was going to be the lady. Well, no more, buddy. So therefore, you see that the kuhuna was not given to the Moshe as a gift here. The Chachamim Omrim, Lo Nitzkahein Moshe, Ela Shivat Yimei Gedulin Bilvad. The Chachamim hold that Moshe Rabbeinu might have been given certain dinim of kuhuna, but that was only in terms of the Shiras Yimei HaMiluim before Aaron was Mitzvah, from that the shot. But then once it was taken away from Levi. From Moshe, he was left a Levi. The Yeshomrim, Lopas Kakun Alamizara Shom Moshe. Others say that no, Moshe Rabbeinu his whole life was a Kohen. And actually, it was his children who weren't Kohen, but he indeed was a Kohen all of his life. And Rab Shita, before that Moshe was a Kohen, is based on this Bandiyama. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim, really. The proof to that is, Shenemar, Moshe Isha Elohim, Banav Yikaru Al Shevet Alevi. His children will be called Levim. Mashbet, he himself, is not a Levi. Vomer Moshe V'Aaron B'Chohanav. Apparently Moshe and Aaron are equivalent in terms of kahuna. Ushmuel the Koreshimo. My the Omer, why do you need the extra pasuk? And that's quite clear. But not the Karashemat Alevi. Because you might think that pasuk, but not the Karashemat Alevi. Well, the Doros was a student. All that meant was that at the time that they were being miyachas, which this is written in Divrei Hayomim. So they're now working out the Yichusim hundreds of years later. So it says, the children of Moshe in terms of Yichusim, what are they going to say? Moshe in terms of Moshe is not alive. We're talking about the people that were being miyachas. The children of Moshe, they belong in Shevet HaLevi. That's all it's saying. It's not implying that Moshe himself wouldn't. Now, you say that whenever it says Charon Af in the Torah, it means something beyond an emotional reaction. It means an impact. What about Vayetze Me'im Paro B'Choriyah? What about that? Moshe stalks out of Paro and he's mad. So what's the impact? So he's mad. It's a big deal. We don't find that he said anything else, and the Torah does not record that he said something to Paro that expressed his choriyah.
So it's not just called choronath of the Kodesh Baruch
Hu? No. All of the examples, actually, that Rashi brings involve choronath, or even the Yicharaf of Yaakov, the Rochel, and so on. Omer is Shlokish. Yeah, you're right. He didn't say anything. He slapped him across the face and walked out. So I throw the Yatzah. That's what you're meant to understand in the passage. Is that by Yicharat, is that he did something with the Salonah. But how could Reish Lakish have said such a thing? But see, Reish Lakish says that when the Pasuk says, V'nitzav talekrato asfat hayar, go out to greet him, when he sent to Paro initially, when he's at the edge of the river. And Reish Lakish says, what does that mean, Nitzav talekrato? Nitzav talekrato means you should honor him. Melechu, Vazbelopani, treat him with dignity. Rabbi Yochanan says, on the contrary, Venitzapta, Roshan Nitzavim, which we find is chutzpah. So the Venitzapta is Rosh Hu, Ve'iz Panecha Baruch, and the Baruch was telling him, don't treat him with dignity. So we'll have to switch the sheet. It was Rish Lakish who said, treat him with chutzpah, which is very much Rish Lakish's personality, from Isaac, right? I mean, he didn't go in very much for being gentle with Rishonim, or for that matter, with people who were descendants of those who didn't make Aliyah. I mean, he wouldn't even talk to anybody from Bavel. So therefore, we'll put it back into the other context. Reish Lakish was the one who said to treat him with the chutzpah. Therefore, it makes sense. Reish Lakish said he slapped him across the face. You should always treat a king with respect, because it says when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro what was going to happen as a result of Makas Peperes, so he says, "V'yodu kol avadecha elai," and all of these servants in front of you are going to come and beg me to leave. Now, really, it was Paro himself who went around in his pajamas there, begging Moshe to leave. But Moshe didn't say that you're going to end up begging me to leave, because he didn't want to say it to his face, because it's not nice to speak to a king that way. Rabbi Yochanan says you could see it from another passage, because it says, V'yad Hashem Atar Eliyo, V'yishanez Motnav, V'yorat Sivneachon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Eliyo HaNovi, V'yimachabit Achon. Omar Ula, B'kesh Moshe Malchut V'lo Nitnu. Moshe Rabbeinu actually wanted to be the Melech, and he wasn't given Malchus. Of course, we're going to ask him this more. D'chsiv al tikrav halom, we see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets him at the burning bush, he tells him, don't come closer, halom. Halom always means Malchus, as it says, mi anochi Hashem Elokim, mishpachti, and so on. Ki heviyatani ad halom. So, David HaMelech, in response to the gift of the Malchus, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who am I that you should have brought me to this place? And this place, meaning to Malchus. Masiv Rava, Rabbi Yishmael Omer Givam HaMelech. We just had the whole story about the whole Elisheva question. One of the things that she was, Chamesh Yisbachot, was that her brother-in-law was a king. Now you're saying he wasn't the king. Pikesh Moshe Malchus, but it wasn't given to him. Omar Rava, no, we don't mean a temporary status of a king. We mean to be zocha, to be a king in the sense of being able to pass it on to your descendants. Lo lezaroka Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu himself may well have been a king, but that's not the halom that we're referring to. And indeed, If you take a look at David HaMelech's response wasn't to the fact that he was king, he had already been the king. David HaMelech's response was to the gift of the kingship, even Lazaro, which is what he was told at that moment. So wait, are you saying Lekol Hechad Hatziv Halom? It's always Lidorot? See, in other words, you're saying the gift of Halom is meant to be a gift for more than now. It's meant to be a gift for generations. Otherwise, we don't use the word Halom. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given that gift, because we see that his children did not become a lot. But is that true? I mean, by Shaul we find the word used. Haba od Halom ish. That's a reference. They were looking for where is the guy? Is there anybody else here? And you know, and he's hiding out. But the point is, it calls him Halom, and the truth is that it was Avihu in Zarolo. The reality was that his children were not Zoph in Malchus. Well, first of all, that's not really true. I mean, if I say Mahavi Ishbosheth, you can't say that his children weren't Zoph in Malchus. Ishbosheth, Lamaisa had a din of a Melech. Say, I mean, it wasn't for eternity, but maybe that's enough to satisfy the requirements of Halom. Or Vibay Zema, I could say, the point is that Shaul actually was given Malchut. It was taken from him. Because, I mean, you could ask the question about Shaul personally. And Shiny Shaul, Dafila, the Gabelo, I mean, the man himself who got the gift can't retain the gift. You can't ask why it doesn't go to his children. But maybe in Avinami, had he retained the halom that was given to him, then the halom would have meant that his children would all have been malachim. Kiri Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina. The Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina. B'sha'ah p'shepuskim gedulai la'adam. L'maisa, when someone is given gedula, such a shol, poskim lo lazaro atzof kaladorot. The initial psikas gedula is for the person and all of his descendants. Shenamar lo yigaram mitzadik enav ve'et melachim l'kise. The lo yigaram is forever. Ve'im heis da'atom. But if the person gets stuck up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Shenamar ve'im asurim b'zikin yokidum b'chavle oni. Now you'll notice that the Gemara is a very beautiful thing, I think is the correct job. The Gemara leaves out the word vayigbahu, which is the central word. You want to become a balgayim. Therefore, I think that the pshat is, and I think that this is the correct girsa in Rashi, and that the shita's direction of the girsa in Rashi is wrong. Because the whole point that Rashi is making here is, if he becomes a balgayim, and where is that seen in this part of the pasuk of the Gemara quotes, v'im asurim b'zikim, if he ends up stuck in handcuffs, now the only person who gets stuck in the stocks is somebody who's a Baal Gaiva, because he can never escape the things that he believes. That's the whole point of being a Baal Gaiva. You see everything in terms of what you've already decided. That's a pshat. Im atzurim b'zikim, then you'll kedum b'chav l'yomi. And that is what Rashi's gears is over here. Take a look at Rashi. V'im atzurim b'zikim, gavut libam goreim lehem liyot, Atzurim b'zikim, yukedun b'chavloyoni. Masha'en came, the shita changes it to read, vil yukedun b'chavloyoni, as if the Atzurim b'zikim is, and if he was Bagdiyah, then he will be Atzurim b'zikim and lakud b'chavloyoni, which doesn't explain the im, and it doesn't explain why the Gemara left out Vayigbahu. And that's the whole point that Rashi is making, is that the Vayigbahu is the im Atzurim b'zikim. Oh man, forget it then. You'll get to it. So he's reading this.
Didn't he just say that anyone would be in the Kedusha once he goes from 7 days to showing him in the museum? Even though it wasn't a permanent thing?
No, there's no din of Ein Morid in the Kedusha. There's only a din of Mal in the Kodesh below Morim. It's not the same thing. In other words, it's very possible for a person to be a Kohen Gadol and to lose his job, but then he can't be made a Kohen Hedyot. That's right. The job. If you're going to make a change, it has to be on the way up. But if
the president gets taken out, it's not the president, so he's still.
Yeah, president, it's not the same halacha. Bali Mumin, Ben Bali Mumin, we said Ben Bali Mumin, O Dreamer, the Bali Mumin, Kvuim, still continue to eat and get a chelek in Kachin. Minanimili, how do we know this? The Tatar Rabbana. Kol Zahar. Now, wherever there's a din of Achivas Kain, it always says Kol Zahar, Bekohanim, or Bewanam, or whatever. So that appears three times. Mincha, which is a din of Achivas Bekohanim. Chatas, which is a din of Achivas Bekohanim. And Osha. And for some reason, the Torah sees fit to repeat the same words, Kol Zahar, in each case, instead of allowing some. Therefore, we assume that each one is coming to be Marba. And here, the Brice of the Torah's Kohanim runs as follows. Now, you tell me that a Bal Mumin is included in the what? Yochlu. Well, I mean, Ilach Hila, if you're going to tell me that this comes to tell me that a Bal Mumin can eat. No, no, absolutely not. It says that a Bal Mumin eats in the parsha of Bal Mumin Befeish. It says, Lechem Aloy Havni Kadashia Kadashim Yochal, the pasuk that we darshan just before in Amit Chetz. So that can't be the point. Ela Lechalukah. The point's got to be that it isn't achila per se that we're interested in. It's getting a chelek. Even though he can't do the aveda, this is his chelek that's kavua. Tanya Yidach, the next brisa said, on the next kol zachar, on chakas, kol zachar, again, l'rabos balei mumi. Now this time, what's it for? Lamar. Ila achila, it says, harei kvar amur, it said befeirsh lechem aleka. Ila kavuka, harei kvar amur, it says kol zachar back in the parasha of Mincha. So what's this one coming? Ah, sheyocholein liyalatam v'naase balmu. I might have thought that only a Kohen who was actually born whole, he got into an accident or something happened to him over there. We said, well, don't take away his chelek. The guy was already zovet. Okay, well, what if he was congenitally deformed? So he's a balmu meiko, maybe end up with an instak. Doesn't get a chelek with minayin. Therefore, when he calls zakar, even though he's a balmu, he still gets his chelek. Even though he was born that way. Now, Tanita, the third brisa, which is now in the parsha of Arsham, says, Kol Zachar again. L'rab is Balmum. Now again. For what? I mean, L'Achila? Achila, it says, Befeish Lechem Alekav. Harek Faramur. Ilachaluka? It already said Kol Zachar by Mincha. If to tell me about Mum Meikar, it already said Kol Zachar by Chatas. Why do we need Kol Zachar over here? Ah. Shiyachalein Yala Balmum Kavua. I might have thought that this was only true of a Balmum who is permanently a Balmum. But if he's only temporarily a Balmum, how do we know he gets a chelek? Talmud Lomar Kol Zachar. Huh? Klape Laya, where are you going? Isn't this the opposite? On Rechages April, yeah, we said it wrong. It means we only know if he's a Balmum over, but if he's a Balmum Kavua, then not. This is sort of problematic, of course, with the congenital deformity we were talking about before. Ravashi Yama, Leolam Lotev, it makes perfectly good sense, says Ravashi. And we nonetheless, I don't think it sounds strange, but the truth is it's true. Because Talkadaita Hamina, I might have thought that we should look at a Balmum, essentially, the way we would look at a Tomei, okay? It was a Balmum over. Balmum Oger doesn't define his status. There's a difference between somebody who has a permanent disability. So he's a disabled person. Disabled person God goes into a completely different category. We provide different government funding for him and so on and so forth. Or somebody who's injured. There's somebody who's injured and can't get around. He's not called, he doesn't get disability. He doesn't get a special license plate. We give him medical care until he gets better. I mean, so I would have thought that the same thing as a tummy. What is it about the tummy? The tummy, until he becomes star, is fine. So the Balmum is over. He says, like his tummy, until he becomes well, and he's treated, so he's out. The mashmalan. And that's certainly the way I could have looked at it. And therefore, we would say that ma tummy kamadalo toher lo achio, hapunami ko kamadalo mitka lo achio. We don't look at it that way. We look at him as disabled. He won't be disabled, and he won't be disabled. Right now, he gets all of the rights that a Balmum gets. Kol she'eino ra'ui, Now, the klal, and finally get to discuss the wording of the klal, which is very problematic, because when we initially went through all of the limudim in the Mishnah, it turned out that the klal didn't seem to mean anything, that whoever isn't roi to do the avodah isn't roi for the chalukah, which really wasn't true. So, what does it mean when it says, kol she'eino ra'ui to do the avodah, to do the chitui l'dam? Is that true? The law, I mean, a balmum. A balmum is not roi l'avodah. And a balmum does get a chelek. And the opposite is also true. Because the implication that you're saying is, anyone who is roi l'avodah does get a chelek. That's not true either. Because a tameh, when he's dealing with korbanos tzibur, he's roi l'avodah, right? But he still doesn't get a chelek. So, I mean, it's, the whole klal breaks down. No matter how you look at it, it just doesn't make any sense. No, when we said roi, we actually meant roi l'achila. Of course, it's basically the way we came out originally. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's not true either. I mean, a katan is roi l'achila, and nonetheless, he doesn't get a chelek. Yeah. Okay, fine. But ha lo katani. I mean, the word ha, quote, ha, etc., unquote. Now, with the implications that, Ashford, anybody who is roi l'achila gets a chelek. It doesn't say that, does it? That's your implication. It's not the intent of the Tana to imply that. The Tana was only coming to say, basically, that a tvuyom and a mechus kippurim, as initially mentioned, is excluded because he can't do the avodah. I mean, that's the bottom line. And indeed, now that you're willing to say that, now that you're willing to say that it's not the implications that are important over here, it's rather the specific halacha, I mean, you could put it the way you originally put it. What are you going to ask? A tameh, mashma that a tameh would be able to get a chelek, which isn't true, then it's not a kasha, because you could say, a tameh lokatani, I mean, it doesn't say that. The whole ha is only your implications, right? The imishum ba'amum, you're worried about the ba'amum? The ba'amum is outside of the klal. The Torah was marred by the Balmum, so we're not talking about that either. Once you want to just limit it to the discussion of the issues raised, then the Mishnah is limited to that.
But it doesn't usually do that, does it?
No, but this is fairly common to say, ha lo katani,
as the end. No,
but I mean,
the Mishnah makes the klal, it doesn't mean.
Well, yes, that's true. And as a matter of fact, there's some interesting discussions about that issue. Some want to say that in an ultimate sense, the point of Oda, Kohen Shein Roi La'Aveda, includes Achila. Because we find that Kohanim also involved in Kaprim, and therefore what it means is any Kohen that can't be involved in the process of Kapara, whether it means a piece of it. So that the Tana is trying to give it a very broad, and then leaves it to you to give the technical definition. There's a number of different approaches, but it's true, it's definitely troublesome. Because, I mean, the end of the Gemara is that the Mishnah doesn't mean what it's saying. So now, the end you say, even if he was Tami B'Shaz Zvika's daughter, but he's Tor B'Shaz Hekak Halavim, and Acholik. Now, the implications of this is that if he were Tor B'Shaz Zvika's daughter, it wouldn't matter even if we'd be Tami B'Shaz Hekak Halavim. Right? That's what he seems to be saying. So then, I mean, then he would be chole. But that would mean the mitzvah is not like Abishol, because Abishol says in the Brayta, the Tanya, Abishol Omer, Lo'olam Eino Ochel, the Kohen never gets really a chelek to eat. Ach Yehei Tahor, Mishat Zrika, Ach Shat Hekter Kalavim, it's not that the Zrika, Kohen HaMechater, is the primary and sole definer over here. In fact, the Torah says, HaMakriv Ez Dam HaShlamim Ve'et HaChelek, both. Mark for that you need a feel hekka halavim nami boy. You gotta have that too. Boy Ravash, Nikma ben Atayim Mark. What did Abishol mean? Did Abishol mean that a Kohen who was tamei temporarily between the Shas Zrika and the Shas Haftar?
And by that Torah was
Tor. That somehow or other the Torah, I mean, because that's the language he used. Mi Shazrika Av Vaktar. Did he mean literally? In other words, he has to be, he can't be Nidche from Achila. So what about a guy that becomes Tameh between, goes to the Mikvah, Now it's sunset, so now it's time for Hector Kalovin. It's the night time, but he could do the Hector Kalovin. And at the time of the Zrika, he could do the Zrika. Now, is he included in the Chalukah or not? Ma. What Abishol actually meant was, B'sha'at Zrika and Sha'at Haktara B'ina, V'ya'ika. Now that I do have. Richie, push in the cord a little bit, will you? The screen went a little dim there.
Oh,
Dilma, Ad She'e Tohar Misha'at Zrika V'ad Sha'at Hector Kalovin. They mean literally. Take. Omar Rava. Says, Rabbi, you know, I have a very interesting halacha. Hi, Dina, the following halacha. I learned from Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who taught it in the bathroom. So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Gamina Dona Bebetakisa, he taught this din in the bathroom.
Yeah,
letter of the Gemara is going to ask, obviously, what? But in any event, it's a beautiful little lima that revolves around our whole sugya. It's a little strange that he taught it in the bathroom, but anyway.
Can I ask one question? When is the halukah? The halukah is given by Tzadik and Chalukah, and they already divided in the
Asher. From the day's available meat. It's the meat. I mean, we don't care about that because I love
the meat. But no, the meat is divided out
after the Shabbat. After the day, yeah, after the day, they work.
So by then, already he got his chet. So if he has to be up to Hector Chalovin, that's already at night. By then, he's already eaten his.
I don't know the answer. That's a very good point.
No, they eat it right away. Or didn't they eat it at night?
Yeah. Well, yes, but I mean, Lachora, if he wanted to eat it today, why can't he eat it in the day? You know, I don't know the answer to that. What's up in practical terms? Maybe in a tsunami. That means maybe we're not chosheish. But if it happened, then we wouldn't give in from that we're being chosheish now. I don't know whether we need to be chayish, that maybe a kohen is going to end up becoming tamei b'shas hector chalavim and so on. I mean, it could be that it's just in practical terms. And I was saying, if lemaisa he wasn't, then he wouldn't get. We were giving out then.
Doesn't he get to pass on to his family and everything else? Isn't that right?
You keep going back to this. The din is no chalukah. You keep saying the same thing again and again. If he doesn't have a chalik, he can't give it to his family.
No, my question was, does he get the chalik to be able to pass on in some cases?
No, never, ever. As has been mentioned a few times in our conversation, either he's got a chalik or he doesn't have a chalik. No, but he wouldn't know. The question is, what happens if he becomes coming later? Because I take the chalav and I'm without the show. Now in the afternoon, they're giving out meat. I'm not going to wait the docket till later. Somebody brought a chatas in the early afternoon, in the wake of the night, to be quite like a boss. I mean, he should be eating the ones he eats now. Because if he didn't docket the chalav at night, I have to research it. I didn't see anybody talk about it before. It's an interesting question. We have to research when the actual chalukah was done. It was maybe only the kohanim on duty, really at the time, would eat. You know, not also chalukah. And then afterwards, when they had all the meat, every time they were mechalek to kol hamishma. I mean, not everybody was around.
So. Yeah, so how much meat you have to lose? You have to chalek at the end.
Yeah, then you know. At the end, you know. Yeah. It could be. I don't know, but it definitely is worthwhile to look and see if anything happens. So now, anyway, in the bathroom, what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was saying, he was saying, you know, Danta, you could figure this out like this. But let's imagine a situation, okay? Tfu Yom comes over to another call. Yeah, no, the guy in charge. So he says, okay, Teilini Minchat Yisrael Vocha. Obviously, Minchas Kohen has brought Khalil. But I see you've got over here 300 minochas that are in here. I want one of these minochas. After all, I'm a tefillah yom, and by tonight, I'm going to be tar. So what's the problem? Now, obviously, it means that there is a chalukah during the day, because these minochas were available. On my law, so then, well, you can say to him, excuse me, why the heck would I give you anything? Umayim b'mokum shi'afer kokakha b'chatatcha. If where you had a tremendous amount of personal empowerment, because any kohen who wants to bring a chatas on his own chatas, can bring his own personal chatas and keep it for himself. Because it's b'chol habat nafsho. Anytime he wants to come, as if it's his own business, he has the right to keep it under his own belt. And there, you had tremendous tayach. And nonetheless, if you had come and said, as it's for Yom, I want a Chatas Yisrael, I nonetheless can push you away because of Tvur Yom, which says, HaKoheinah Mechateota. And you are not a Mechateota. So tough. So certainly, Makom Shurako Chacha, where you have no empowerment whatsoever, because if you were bringing a Mincha, you wouldn't get anything to eat. Because the Mincha goes entirely, if it's a Kohen's, entirely on the Mizbeach. So now you have the chutzpah to come ahead and say, forgive me some of the Mincha of Yisrael. When it comes to Menachos, you're out of the picture, buddy. Ain't no din shadi chachami mincha Yisrael. Omer lo, says the putative Balmud, it's Fuyom, back to the man in charge. Well, that makes no sense. Mind the chitani mechatat Yisrael. The reason you were able to say to me, get out of here when it comes to getting your tailik in the chatas, is because you have as much power as I have, shekeh, the same way that kishem shiafeh kochi kach yofeh kachacha. So those Kohanim who insist on taking their chalit, that's because Kohanim are given a very special power when it comes to the chatas. Because in their own chatas, they can keep it all for themselves. But when it comes to the mincha, over there, Kishem Shurako, he's like an, I'm in bad shape when it comes to mincha. You're just as in bad a shape as I am. You have no right to menachas. So who are you to start bossing me around when it comes to the question of whether I can have Minchas Yisrael? I insist on Minchas Yisrael, and you don't have the car to be dull for me just because by a chatas you could have been dull for me. Omer Lo, says the putative man in charge back to the Tfuyam, okay, you're 100% right. You know what? The Torah says, Lakohen hamakrivota lo tiyeh. Please, go right ahead. Be makriv the mincha and keep it. Suddenly I don't see you doing anything. What's the problem? Oh, you're too young, Gene. I'm so sorry. Come back tomorrow. So, go right ahead. Be makriv the mincha and then you can eat it. Now, then the guy comes back now with another time. Omer, okay. If that's the case, now I want the chatas. I'm like, what, are you nuts? If I, the Kohen in charge, had no rights to my own mincha, nonetheless, I booted you out of your good, didn't I, when you tried to get some mincha. So, Koshikin, now you have the chutzpah to come along and ask me for some of the chatas, which I intend to keep for myself and my friends. And you're going to say, give me some of the chatas. Absolutely not. Koshikin, when it comes to a chatas, I'm not going to give you anything. So, if, when it comes to a mincha, I was nonetheless b'chiticha mimimchas Yisrael, makom shiatekochi, where I have more power, namely in my chatas, for sure I'm going to boot you out of the chatas bill. So you can't come in here at all. Omer lo, says the putative Tvuyom, ha! The reason you were able to push me away from the mincha was because in the same way you're making a kal v'chomer, but just the opposite. You pushed me away, and you said, well, even though hurrah kochi, yeah, hurrah kochi, but also hurrah kochi. I mean, so it's kishikishem shurrah kochacha, hurrah kochi, we're both on the same level. Neither of us have much claims to menachas. So I understand how it is that you have the power to boot me out when it came to the mincha. But when it comes to the chatas, you're claiming, now for sure you're going to be able to boot me out, because you have a right to bring your chatas whatever you want. Well, I got news for you. So do I.
But now,
so be shame, sheyat, what?
Not only is it tfuyam.
Fine, but in general I have. So why can't I have this? So be shame, shura, kochacha, kachura, kochi, tadicheni, mechatatis, shi, shame, shiyafe, kochacha, kach, yafe, kochi. On my way, so the man says to me, yeah, you're right. Fine, go right ahead. Harayum, Hakohen, Machateo, Tayokhana, please. Go right ahead. Bring your chatas and eat. Far be it from me to stand in the way of a Kohen doing his job. On my way to then he says, okay, I got another deal. How about a little Kazev Ashok? I mean, come on, you know, let's. Fine, you knocked me out of Minza, you knocked me out of chatas. I mean, I'm hungry. So give me some Kazev Ashok. And I'll eat that. He says to him, ha! Share a chazer of shok with you. Look, You were a pretty tough guy when it came to chatas, weren't you? I mean, you were going to get that chatas any time you wanted if it was yours. Nonetheless, I pushed you away from chatas Yisrael. Mokam shuhurako kacha bishlamim. You don't have any teach when it comes to shlamim. So you can never claim a chaz of a shok. So there, I for sure am going to push you away, my friend. En adin sha'adi chacha, I'm going to push you away. Omar lo, so he said to him, now not so fast. Because mind if he tani me chatas, you pushed me out of the deal when it came to the chatas and the mincha. Yes. Shekein hurako pietzo mashai v'avadai. That's because I had to eat it all myself. I had no right to share it with my family. But you have no right to push me away from a cause of a shok, which is a portion in which it is so much mine that I have a right to do it to whatever. So much a right to do with it whatever I want. I can even give it to my avadim and my wives and so on. Omar Lel, again, says the man, you know, you're really right. I shouldn't stand in your way. It does say in the Pasuk, Lakohina Zoreka Tama Shlamim Lo Yiyeh, please, be my guest. Bo Zorok Vechol, why don't you be Zorek the Dam and eat? Oh, dear me, you have a little bit of a problem. Well, come back some other day. Yotze Tfuyom walks out the poor Tfuyom in complete disappointment, carrying all of his kulais and his chumras on his head. They didn't do him any good. Kula b'chamurav al rosho, the guy like, he can barely move with all these kulais and chumras. And then he's got the einim walking on his right hand. He's got Neva from the Chutz HaKippurim on his left hand. They were all waiting for him to succeed when his arguments broke down, so that their arguments, the same argument, and they all walk out for Pachay Nefesh, another disappointment. Nothing worked. Porik Rav Achoy. Now Rav Achoy asked, and there's a very interesting text over here, so what do you mean porik? Where does the Gemara use the word porik? What do you mean porik Rav Achoy? Esve, Matkif, what is porik? And so this points out, wherever Rav Achoy comes up, it always uses this weird answer, weird language. If it was, instead of saying toris, or oma, it says poshi. Why is that? It says Gemara. It says Tosfos because it's not part of the Gemara. This is Rav Achoy from Bishiltos, and it was inserted into the Gemara after the closing of the Gemara, and they used the lashon of Bishiltos to make it clear that this is a note, so that it's part indeed, which is the lashon of Bishiltos, and then they put it into the eternal conversations that occur within the Gemara. You can have the hikshir of Tiberia. Or the Tivegra Hot Kifret. The Parak Rabako, Lame Lake, Painly Bibu Khorabahoka. How come we don't have any discussion about a Bukhor? I mean, we could say over there, you could say also the same Taina, and what would the guy say back? Do you my lame? Mabakam Shurako Kibakatat. It's a Bashai Vivadai. Because then the guy in charge said, look, where I had the lack of chaos to give my portion out, nonetheless, and that's by kachin kachin, I was nonetheless able to chase you away. And v'chiticha michatat Yisrael, amokam shiyata kofi, the bechor, which is kulei dili, I get the whole bechor. So, you know, didcha v'chachami, man, of course I'm going to keep you away, says putative Tuyom. Umayim dipitani mechatachik Hashem shurako kaka kakurako ki tzidicheni mebechor sheken yafeh kokaka so kak yafeh kokhi. And at which point the man in charge would say, okay, you're really right. Harehu omer et damam tizrok ala mizbeah v'tchalbam taktir bisaram yelapa. You're right. So go, please. Zrok lechol. And you give it and take it.
That's
yeah, I mean, why is it Lee? I mean, it could have said the same, basically the same format, no?
Because it's the same result, right?
But it isn't. Oh. So why don't we say that the one was Lee, no? Porek, Miksiv, Ubisaram Lakohen Hazorei, Ubisaram Yelechav, Hafila Lakohen Acher. Point over here is, that in this particular case it doesn't say that. It says that the truth is that a bechor is given to anybody that you want to. It's a matana. So the owner gives the bechor to whom he wishes. In a sense, the whole discussion of the bechor doesn't belong here because it's not part of chalukah. There's no deposit for anshe mishmar of bechoros. Any person brings, like, he brings truma, he brings a bechor. But what Rav Akoi is implying is that as an individual, you shouldn't be able to give a bechor because there's not chelik in bechor, which of course is nonsense. Of course, you can give a bechor, but it's not kumina visa tvulyon. So he'll eat it later. I mean, it's fine, he'll take it, whatever, and it's like truma. And therefore, the Gemara explains the reason that it wouldn't fit into the Seder Hadvorim is because by the Bechor, it doesn't say anything about giving it to the Kohen of the Zrika. Mamela, it has no such implications. Why would I think it requires a Kohen who's royal to Abayda then? I'm not bringing it for Abayda then. Mamela, the Chlal doesn't appear in this story. Wait a second. What do you mean he learned this in the bathroom? How is Rabbi Shimon teaching in the bathroom? The Omar Rabba Barbafana Rabbi Yochanan, the Choma Kol Mutar Lahar Her, Chutz Mimarachatzu Bezakise. You can't even be Mahar and Torah in the bathroom. So how could he have been giving a shear in the bathroom? Lo'on so shining. Well, you can't stop Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon. I mean, what's he supposed to do? His mind doesn't stop thinking and learning. So Lamaisa, once you're thinking, your lips are moving. And Mamela, it's, you know, he's constantly reviewing, he's learning, and so on. So I just listened in. He wasn't really giving
sure. Listen in right
in
the bathroom.
There's an interesting shaila about the question is, I mean, why isn't there a chiyuv to stop the hearer that would have come to the dibur? Mm-hmm. They're saying that mamish, you're saying shmuasa shiguro v'piv umahar herba is Rashi's lashi. So that, I mean, obviously there's going to be a connection here between the hearer and the shiguro v'piv. So, I mean, if it's mamish and isra to be mahar, and this came alone, so because he was mahar, why didn't he stop at the level of mahar?
Maybe that's the level of
mahar. That's very interesting.
That's interesting.
You're
saying that the shkur
triggers
the hearer.
I'm saying this at the Rosh Hashanah of the Middle Circle, because that's what I'm like talking about. It's the famous shaila, in which the question is whether this is, and it's Nagia Mamish Halacha in terms of the Chiyav of Bracha and Hiyur and Tera, or whether a Hiyur of a Tzil or a Bracha, you can be Yotze, you have to be Motzi Dvorim, Vatim, and so on and so forth. The truth is that there seem to be two completely different Dinim in Hiyur. There's Hiyur in words, and there's Hiyur in pure thought, in which a person already has iconized the material, and he doesn't think out the words to himself. His brain simply processes the information without words being present. Mm-hmm. So the shaila is whether there's an isser of hearer in thought, or whether it's only the hearer in words that have some of the dinim of dibur. Because, and this is used to answer stiras, in which it appears that certain dinim it's like dibur, and a certain dinim hearer is not like dibur. And hearer is, I mean, the hearer is like dibur. Let me throw it into the sugya. Personally, I agree with Bani. I don't think it's negated the sugya. But in any event, it's just an interesting thing to keep in mind that the Achronim are mechalek between hearer, and the hearer that isn't in words is not the getter, these hearurim, where it's really the words that are awesome. So that hearer could be the Rabbana never asked if there's no words that are involved. Right? It would be a shaila if you hold it, you could be Yotze, Yur, Kedimu. Is it shaila to say that if you hold the Kriyashma only has to be in Hebrew, then the Yur, is your Hebrew in Hebrew, or is your Hebrew in English? So is it the actual words that you're being mired, not the thoughts of the meaning of the words? It says all of this gets into that shaila. Is Hebrew no Gea the actual wording of the diva that you would have used?
Isn't this the case of the Machlokes between
this is actually the Ramban, that's the beginning of the sector. It's not a Mishma, and we have to say words of the
Rambam. Not necessarily, because there could be that the Lishma would have to be in the words too, if you hold it enough. She's thinking there should be Lashem so and so. But, you know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? It's hard to believe that when we say that it would be Lishma of the Machshava, that it would mean that the guy has to be thinking, I'm doing this Lishma, with those words, I'm doing this Lishma. Right. Try thinking those words.
I do, sometimes. It's kind of hard.
You don't think the word, no, you think the concept immediately. Yeah. That this is Lishma, so and so is an icon, it's not words. Any longer.
You don't think yourself.
So, I mean, that's a very good point Scott is making. I mean, can you really? I mean, so then what's the point? If you have to think the words, you might as well say them already. I mean, that's interesting. That's a real tircha, thinking words.
Right.
If we make you think words.
Is that difference between Mahaher with a Divrei Torah?
Yes. Some use that to be, some use that to be Mechalik or Halach of a guy being the need of a brah. Makes sense. It's definitely a different level of consciousness.
I'm assuming they use the word different.